The reassigning of Philadelphia Family Court Judge Lyris Young brought hope to many parents who were separated from their children. They complained Young had treated them unfairly. About half of her rulings have now been overturned by other judges. But the parents say that's just the tip of the iceberg, and they're using the attention on Young to challenge the city's family court system more broadly. For WHYY, Daryl C. Murphy reports.
We need help, family. They're stealing our children. They make up a story and steal our children. They're getting rich off federal money.
Dozens of Philadelphia parents are accusing the Department of Human Services of corruption. Their allegations include falsifying reports and denying them due process. Miltrader Kress of Holmesburg organized dozens of parents who feel the agency took their children unjustly. Her children were taken into custody in September 2017 over abuse and neglect allegations. After their own investigation found there was no abuse, she claims DHS used false reports to prove neglect. Judge Young presided over the case but has since been sent to another judge.
It is much bigger than Judge Young.
Parents say kids are being kept in foster care even when the family is available to provide a safe home. Some even claim their children are physically and sexually abused while in foster care, with little to no repercussions. Jeff and Virginia McHale say they were unfairly denied custody of their two grandsons by Judge Young. At one point, she even put a restraining order on them. The boys are now in separate foster homes. One child has a developmental disability and the other has already been through five different homes due to abuse. A new hearing is scheduled for September. Virginia says even if she gains custody of her grandson, she will continue to fight.
It's a nightmare. Literally a nightmare. I never thought I would be dealing with this, ever.
DHS issued a statement saying the parents' claims are inaccurate, but cited policy of not addressing specific cases. They reiterated their commitment to child safety and family reunification. The statement also urged disgruntled parents to file a complaint with DHS's Commissioner's Action Response Office, but parents say complaints filed with that office are used against them.
It's not like they're separate from DHS. They call right away and tell your caseworker what you said. They don't keep your investigation separate.
That was Angela Willard. Her children were taken by DHS over abuse allegations. She has been fighting to regain custody of her children for more than a year, even after completing all the requirements ordered by the judge. She, too, faced Young and had a hearing with the new judge. She was again denied. Her attorney, Linda Walters, says too often when abuse or neglect accusations are settled or proven unfounded, parents face another fight to regain their kids.
It's my fear that it's turning into a custody case, not really an abuse case, abuse or neglect. And that's my biggest fear in these cases.
Mayor Jim Kenney's office released an evaluation of the city's child welfare system in October. It found Philadelphia kids are removed from their families almost three times more than the national average. In May, Kenney created the Child Welfare Oversight Board to assess and review DHS, but the Oversight Board has not enacted policy reforms so far. For WHYY, Daryl C. Murphy.